Episode 297, First Shots with Eminem. I am your host, Al Martinez, also known as Alpha Mike. Today we will look at the new shooter, what was her experience with a pistol. Never shot before, first time. She's going to describe different evolutions that we put in her hand that day, which was a 380, 9mm, and 40 caliber. But more on that in a second. If you're looking for gun training in the Tampa Bay area, give us a call at RaiderCopTacTAC.com. That's RaiderCopTacTAC.com. If you're looking, if you're, you know, new at shooting and or you're experienced and you want to get some courses on self-defense shooting, pistol, revolver, shotgun, carbine, whatever your preference is, we can definitely help you out. You can give us a call at 813, that's the area code, 942-7400. That's 813-942-7400. Also, if you want to hear all our podcasts, you can hear from number one to this one, 297. That's a whole lot of listening. You can listen to RaiderCop.com. That's RaiderCop.com or wherever you get your podcast. All right, as we look at the crazy world, the Joe Biden's America, we notice that the federal judge in the state of Illinois by the name of Sharon Johnson Coleman, appointed by former President Barack Obama, coincidentally, this federal judge recently, an individual illegal alien, was arrested with possession of a firearm under Title 18 of the Criminal Code that states that illegal aliens, non-citizens, cannot possess a firearm in this country or ammunition. But according to the federal judge, Sharon Johnson Coleman, as stated by the New York Post on March 20th of this year, she stated that she thought that that law, Title 18 of the Criminal Code, was unconstitutional and that the illegal immigrant should be allowed to have a firearm. Of course, it's insanity. Because when you go in to purchase a firearm, you have to fill out your ATF paperwork. And one of the questions are you an American citizen? I dare you. I double dare you. I triple dare you to go in there and mark, no, I'm not, and see if you get the gun. Because the attendant at the gun store is going to pull that gun right out of your hand until you get out of the store. But according to the federal judge, she said, no, this illegal immigrant, or whatever you want to call them nowadays, should have a firearm and that the law was unconstitutional. You can't make this stupidity up. Also, Mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, continues to attack pizza ovens all over the city as he has and the Communist Party in New York City has ruled that pizza ovens are a no-no and need to go, to the bewilderment of Italian-Americans all over New York. You can't make this crap up either. All right, on a personal note, this is something that I need you as a listener to help me out with. Good friend of mine that worked together. He would later move on to another agency in Florida. His daughter is missing. She's 22 years old. And as a parent, I know how difficult that can be. His daughter's name is Jackson Savannah Castaneda. And she's been missing for about 2 or 3 weeks now. It's a desperate time for them and for him and his family. We want you to keep them in prayer. And take a look at the picture. It's on our social media We post it all the time. Just look up Raider Cop or Raider Cop Podcast on social media. Will pop up, and you'll see a picture of her. Also, we'll put it on the show notes, the picture as well. But we want you to keep her in mind and in your prayers, especially if you're living out in the California area. It's important to us because there's where she was last spotted. So we need some information. And whatever you can do, we truly appreciate it. So keep that in mind. Let's now turn to scripture, the book of Romans, chapter, the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. We take a look at the scripture, and believe it, nowadays we need it more than ever. So it states, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You know, in this situation that I talked about, my buddy missing his daughter, we don't know what the will of God is, and we may never understand it, but we have to, in our spiritual growth, know that God is in control. And sometimes we might not understand something, but if you have your faith in God, He knows why it has to happen. So keep that in mind. Today's main event is episode 297, First Shots with Eminem. We're going to discuss the various experiences she had with the pistol for the first time, three different evolutions, as we discussed, the 380, it was a Beretta 84F, probably the model's been around for about 35 years. Remember, they're not plastic guns, they're quite heavy and made out of steel, and they're double action, single action, which throws the new shooter off. We also shot the Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm, smaller weapon, small barrel, about 3.2 inches, and how that experience went. And we also, I had the nerve and the audacity to give her the Glock 27, which is the baby Glock in .40 caliber. Now, I could tell you, from a personal experience on the .40 caliber and the baby Glock, when you shoot a full magazine, maybe two magazines, your hand starts to hurt because it's a compact, smaller weapon with a big bang. And after a while, you start feeling that sting in your palm of your hand. So Eminem had the opportunity to shoot the .380. She's going to discuss how she felt during that event. We're also going to look at, in other shows, how she shot a shotgun, the carbine. The our last episode, we spoke about the Beretta APX-A1. She had some experience with that, shot very well, and we'll talk about that as well. It's important that whatever weapon you're deciding, it has to be comfortable for you. You can't buy a gun based on, oh, it looks nice, oh, it's small, it's concealable. You have to make sure, even if it's small and concealable, can you shoot the thing? And for a new shooter, that's a big obstacle, and we have to always keep that in mind. You know, more and more people are transitioning to weapons. I've always said that the Democratic Party is the number one gun salesman in America. Every time they start yapping about they're going to take our guns away, the masses go out there and start buying guns, ammunition, magazines, as many items as they can pick up. Why? Because the Democrats are great salesmen and scaring the crap out of every American, and everybody wants their guns. America loves a winner. They love guns. And we have over 300 million guns in America. I don't think that's going to be taken away anytime soon. But believe you when I tell you that the Democratic Party, under the stooge in charge, Joe Biden, is doing everything they can in their power to strip us of the Second Amendment. What our forefathers knew we would have for our own protection. Why? Because they wrote it in the Constitution. Okay, and that we should have those firearms with now anything in the way, no barriers whatsoever. As long as we can carry it, we should have it. But then 200 and some odd years later, these stooges in Washington, D.C., don't think that we're capable and we should have firearms. It's your right. You could be part of the militia that's in the Second Amendment. All you have to do is buy a gun, train, educate yourself in that discipline, and you too could be a concealed weapons permit carrier or a constitutional carrier defending America and being part of the militia. All right, we're getting ready to bring on Eminem, episode 297, First Shots with Eminem. It's time to get the small bus, the clowns already. As you know, we always have the main event comes up, brings that music out, and the circus starts because we always have a good show for you. So without any further ado, episode 297, First Shots with Eminem. Episode 297, First Shots with Eminem, as we continue on the podcast, talking to the new shooter. And we have Eminem here in the studios. And my first question that I want to ask, did you have any experience with, not necessarily firearms, but pistol, the day you took those first shots?
Well, it's great to be back. And no, I didn't have any experience firing any firearms other than, you know, what you fire in the Indian princesses as a child. But that was it.
All right. So we took three calibers, the 380, the 9mm, and the 40. I believe we started with the 9mm, which would have been the M&P Shield. What did you think when you first shot those first couple of shots?
So we got to go back farther than what did I think when I shot the first couple shots. Truly, it's the whole experience for the new shooter. So you get to the range, you're intimidated by everyone that's there. You're looking around, people are shooting, they're hitting the targets, they're grouping their shots, and you're palms are sweaty and you're just trying not to look stupid. So you put on all your gear. You got, I mean, we'll start with the fact that Alex told me to wear a long sleeve shirt on the way there. And I thought, well, why?
Right.
I didn't realize that until, you know, the cartridges started coming out of the gun. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Well, that's why I'm not going to burn myself. But you know, you put on the ears, the eyes. I had on a hat. I'm sweating in my long sleeve shirt now because it's the middle of the summer. And he's giving me tons of instruction on what to do. So we get in there. I'm holding the gun for the first time. And I'm absolutely astounded about how heavy it is. I mean, we all look at guns and you feel like there's going to be weight to it, but I didn't realize how heavy it was. So he walks through the tutorial with me on, you know, slide catch and slide release. And I can't even pull the slide back, less likely have it catch. And he's giving me tons of instruction on, you know, crouch down, get in position, get in the fight, sight picture, sight alignment, how to hold the gun. So in my mind, I'm now sweating to death in all of my clothes and trying to hold this gun. And I'm gripping it so tight and my hands are sweating. And all I want to do is when I fire the thing, hopefully hit the paper and not look like a total goof in front of not only him who's teaching me, but everyone else around me, because you feel like everybody's eyes at the range are on you.
So I'm going to interject here a second, and I'm going to explain. We're in an indoor range. It is summer. They keep the air conditioner probably at 97 in there. That's how hot it is. You are wearing long sleeve shirts because as the round ejects, it will hit you in your arm and so forth, and so to avoid burns. And then we're going into sight pitch, sight alignment. Trigger control. It's a lot for a new shooter. Stance, breathing, and we're listening to all this. Now, truth be told, on the M&P Smith & Wesson, the slide is ridiculously hard to pull back. They've improved it, I heard, in these newer models, but it's a little bit of a challenge to get that smooth slide to go back and forth. So that's basically what she's talking about. So there's a lot of, for the new shooter, a lot of things happening, a lot of instruction before that first round goes off. But what I'm noticing is a nervous shooter. And I could tell that by the hand trembling slightly. Because when you have a firearm in your hand, having it just move a centimeter to either side will make the round go in either direction. So I'm watching and I could kind of tell, okay, we're nervous. That's going to go away based on how many, you know, as you start shooting. So we'll listen some more on how she felt as those first several rounds started to go off.
Okay, so when he says, you know, the new shooter is nervous, yes, very nervous, and you're trying to grip the gun so hard and your nerves are making your palms sweaty. So you're holding this weapon out in front of you that's seeming like it's getting heavier by the second, and you're trying to look through and get the slight the sight picture, and you're trying to see the target, and you can't decide whether you should have both eyes open, one eye open. What exactly am I looking at? What do you mean by sight picture? Am I supposed to just look at the front post? Where do I aim it? And I just remember trying to hold the gun as tight as I possibly could because I was sure that it was going to blow out of my hands when I pulled the trigger. And as a new shooter, no matter how much you're fumbling around and trying to re-grip the gun and to hold it, your finger always wants to go straight for the trigger. So as you're trying to place your hands 100 million times, you have somebody whispering in your ear going, finger off the trigger.
Exactly. Constantly, you know, if you're an instructor, you know how that works. But as we're trying to master every one of these moves, and we have little hiccups as we go along, the first thing the instructor is going to say is finger off the trigger because, you know, you don't want any accidents to go off. But there's a lot for the new shooter to, even though the tutorial, you talk about sight pitch, sight alignment, hand placement, trigger control, muzzle control, it loses in translation when it's your turn. And you've got to now put that muscle memory together as you're shooting, and it starts to translate in the brain And of course, reinforcement from the instructor, you're doing good, and so forth. So we did a couple of rounds. I think we did from the fifth yard line to the seventh. We started off at five. You were hitting the target. Your nerves now, the hands were a lot more steady. But then we put another gun in your hand, and that, I believe, was the 380 Beretta 84F. How did that feel?
So the 9mm, when I first shot it, I was surprised at the amount of recoil on it. So you get your whole sight picture, sight alignment, you shoot it, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, oh my gosh, the gun's way over there and I'm not looking at anything anymore. And as the new shooter, you're so busy trying to look over the gun at the target just to see if you actually got it on the paper and where on the paper you got it, because most of the time it's not anywhere where you were aiming it. It might be on the paper, but, you know, it's like, oh, that's a great headshot. Well, I was aiming for the chest.
Right. Disclaimer, as the instructor, I did say several times, stop looking at where you shot. You got to shoot through the little sight towards the front post. So, you know, for the instructors that are at home sitting in their chairs saying, well, that's not how you do it. So remember, this is the first shooter, first time she's ever shot. So we go into the 380. Did it feel heavier than the other gun?
It didn't feel heavier, but it was different because it was double action, single action trigger. So that first pull on the trigger felt like it's going. And then you're telling me, okay, trigger control, don't release it all the way back. So I'm supposed to feel this little tiny click to realize that that's when I pull again.
Right. So the 84F, the older model, it's not a plastic gun. It is a very accurate gun. Beretta does, but they're, you know, over 30 years. I think they're like 35 years old, those models. So your double action, single action, your first pull is really long, probably about 8 to 12 pounds of pressure to get that hammer to fall back. And then you're in single. And I think we shot not too many. I think we shot like 4 or 5 just to get you used to a different caliber. But then I had the nerve, the audacity to put the Glock 27, which is a 40 caliber, in your hand. How did that feel?
Okay, now the recoil on that one was crazy. And I actually think my wrist went limp. So the gun jammed when I shot it.
That is correct. It did go. We had a couple of issues with the weapon, but again, you have to have that tight wrist on it. But it did have a lot of, you know, blowback, more so than the 380, and of course the 9mm. So it was a game changer. But my question to you is, now we're going to transition back to the 9mm. Did it make you feel good or just as nervous?
I was still nervous, but it was definitely less intimidating than the 40.
Right.
After you shoot those first couple shots, you definitely start to feel more comfortable. My biggest thing was I just felt like I could never get my hands wrapped around the gun tight enough to hold on to it, no matter which weapon it was. That was my hardest thing to overcome. Am I holding it tight enough? Because to me, when it wasn't going where I wanted it to go on the paper, and I'm so competitive with myself, or if it was going down into the left, or if I was aiming for the chest and it was hitting the head, why was it going there? And to me, it was because I wasn't holding the weapon tight enough. I couldn't see that it might have been that I didn't have good sight picture, or that I was trying to look over the weapon, or that I was trying to anticipate the shot and dropping the muzzle of the gun. There were so many other things that as the new shooter, I wasn't even cognizant of.
Now, we did discover, as we continued to shoot, I don't believe that day, I think a couple of times we went out to the range, that the Shield M&P wasn't really the gun for you. The weapon just didn't feel right to you in your hand.
Correct. I just never felt like I could get a good enough grip on that gun. No matter what, the grip just was too small. I didn't feel like it filled up my hand enough to really hold on tight enough to make me comfortable. I'm sure with, you know, experience and time, holding the weapon as tight wasn't going to be the issue, and that you could pick up almost any weapon and shoot it. But in those early moments, that gun, I just couldn't control how it felt in my hand. And I literally was trying to replace my hands or reposition them almost between every shot.
Yeah, now the M&P, Smith & Wesson Shield, 3.2 inches on the muzzle. It's a very small weapon. And she was fumbling a lot with the support hand on the grip and just didn't feel right. And this is important for a new shooter. You have to be paired up with a weapon that feels comfortable. And that's hard. You can't just go to the gun store and say, let me feel that one. Let me feel this one. Okay, this one feels good. I'm ready to go. It has to be the complete package. So we knew that that wasn't going to be a weapon that was going to be comfortable. So we transitioned later on to a full-size pistol, which we'll talk about on another episode. And that's going to be the Beretta APX-A1. Now, briefly, how did that feel? You probably have about three lessons under your belt when the Beretta shows up, the APX, correct?
Yeah, but the Beretta was much easier to shoot. There wasn't as much recoil on it, and it was much more comfortable to hold. Yeah. That was my biggest hang-up, was getting the comfort in my hand. With experience, that hang-up goes away. But in the beginning, that was my biggest thing. No matter what I did, I always felt like the weapon's going to fly out of my hand. Mm-hmm. If I hold on to it tighter, the shot is going to go straighter.
Now, that's very true what you just said. As a beginning shooter, to shoot with a small gun is much more difficult because the smaller the barrel, the harder to get a good accurate shot. A full-size Beretta APX-1, I believe it's 4.2 on the muzzle, four inches and 2 centimeters, which is a full-size gun. There's a lot of real estate there. The weapon is well-designed, high on the tang. She's got a good grip on it. She's got a good support hand on it. And she did very well with that gun. But again, for concealment, people buy little guns because they want to conceal the weapon, but they might not be too accurate with it. So that's something that the new shooter out there listening has to contend with. You've got to find that gun you're going to be comfortable with. My last question to you is, during the first class that you had, what stuck out most to you as far as what really came out as far as, I think I might have mastered this or I want to do this a little bit more? Was it shooting the trigger? Was it sight picture, sight alignment? What stood out in your mind that first couple of, I think we were there 2 hours. It was 2 hours we were there.
I think the thing that stood out to me the most was, everybody looks at a gun and thinks, oh, you just pull the trigger and the bullet goes down range and you hit your target. I didn't really realize how complex the whole process was because Alex made it look so easy. we got to the range. He pulled the gun out. He's giving me the instruction. He lines up and shoots it straight through the center of the bullseye with literally no effort. And I thought, oh, God, here we go. But, you know, when you're standing there as the new shooter and you're trying to remember all the things in your head, you're holding your arms out, they're getting tired, you're trying to figure out, okay, am I actually looking at where I'm supposed to look? Are my hands in the right spot? And then your arms start shaking. So to me, it was a whole culmination of things. I needed to just continue to practice to start to feel comfortable.
Now, we're going to transition out of the pistol, and Eminem is going to start doing the APX A1. Then the next evolution is going to be the carbine, which he had too much fun with the carbine. And then the shotgun. All of them are going to be different episodes. And we're going to, you know, of course, have her back and she can explain those evolutions. But quickly, out of all the ones that you've shot so far, nope, the rifle's still pending, but which one did you enjoy the most?
The carbine, definitely.
Well, now you know that's the episode you're going to have to hear. So anyway, we're glad you're here with us today, and we're looking forward to having you in the future.
Thank you.
All right. Now, don't forget, this is episode 297, First Shots with Eminem. If you're looking for a good gunsmith in the Miami area, Pistol Pete the Gunsmith, you can find him on Facebook or Google. Just put Pistol Pete the Gunsmith. He'll pop up, and he's in Miami. He's the guy that can fix your gun, make your gun look new, shoot it. You know, the gun I have in my safe, Pete put together for me, and it works like butter, like butter. Pistol Pete the Gunsmith, you can look him up on Facebook, and down in the show notes is his information. Our friend up in New Jersey, if you're looking for those concealed weapons classes in New Jersey, it's a new thing up there. Don't worry, Florida's had it for about 50 years. New Jersey just found out about it. And Karis, our guy, his information is down in the bottom of the show notes. He's teaching the course, great instructor. You can look him up as well. And AAA Gun Safety with Amado down in Miami, Florida. You can contact him in the South Florida area for good contact and a good instructor as well. Don't forget, on a personal note, what I said earlier about my friend, his daughter is missing. Her name is Jackson Savannah Castaneda. Her information and photo will be down in the show notes, and it's also on social media. Anything that says Raider Cop Podcast or Raider Attack, you can find. And we need your help. She was last discovered in the California area, and that's what we need help with. You know, as a parent, you can only imagine what they're going through, and my heart goes out to them. As always, continue to keep yourself in prayer, because without you, we have nothing. Continue to pray for your family, your community, the law enforcement agencies that serve you, and most importantly, continue to pray for the United States of America. Lastly, up next, episode 298, April 3rd, Arming Illegals in America. That's what we're going to talk about. Arming Illegals in America, episode 298, April 3rd. I'll see you soon downrange.
Four three two three.
Coming right with the heart.
Four three two three. 2325, 1322.